Welcome to the Certainty Roundtable podcast, designed for those advisory teams preparing for the fast emerging new era of financial advice in Australia. Hosted by Jim Stackpool, founder of Certainty Advice Group, with over 30 years experience advising advisory firms, the Certainty Roundtable podcast brings together the growing group of Certainty Advice firms as they share their insights, experiences, as they attract, attain, price and manage their valuable advice clients and advisory teams. Now, here is your host, Jim Stackpool.
G'day, welcome to our last roundtable for 2021, and it's appropriately about breakthroughs. Fundamentally, breakthroughs accelerate growth. They change paradigms. They make us do things more productively, more efficiently. But they take courage, they take a plan, and they take support. So this session we'll hear from what are the from the key participants in our roundtable sessions talking about what are their breakthroughs. And I also put a bit about what are the trends I think that firms need to be considering for 2022. Check it out. So welcome to this session. Short, sharp and quick. And I think I love this topic. I love breakthroughs. I love the whole concept of breakthroughs, of planning for breakthroughs, because breakthroughs grow businesses. I think based on the last 3 weeks of building up for 2022, I want to now go through some of those core trends, touch on the importance of breakthroughs, and then hear from everybody. You know, what do you think are those breakthroughs and key breakthroughs for next year for you? I think these are some of the core trends. So next year as a business, we have to handle and come to grips with what COVID has taught us about being flexible with our work, in terms of how we engage with clients, which gives us more versatility, but also potentially flexible with our teams as well. And then in terms of what are some of the norms will become, well, what will be the new norms with flexibility of workspaces and how we will be using our office, using our Zooms, et cetera, and communicating with our team members. I think this is another key trend that we need to be aware of. It probably will roll out over the next few years. Some are calling it the Great Resignation, when the COVID period has made people really consider some of their longer term objectives, what they're trying to achieve, and also how the COVID era has affected them and their careers, causing this issue about the Great Resignation. On the handout that Angie shared with you all, you can click on that link and find out more. I'm sure you are reading up on this sort of stuff. This will cause in some ways more demand for us in terms of as certainty advisors, helping people get greater certainty in their lives during a period of uncertainty, and probably consistent over the next few years based upon Omicron and few. We've got a lot of Greek alphabet. Someone said the other day, we've got a lot of letters in the Greek alphabet still to go through with COVID causing more and more uncertainty. Another core trend is this consistency of inconsistency regarding compliance. We've got an election next year, sometimes between April and May, potentially. We've got the quality of advice reforms that the government has promised to be going through. We've got a Law Reform Commission review going through, all coming back to what does compliance look like? There's a paper out at the moment which is talking about the rethinking FASIA Standard 3 and FASIA Standard 7. So what's going to be happening? More inconsistency regarding clearer messages on compliance. It's a hard one, and it'll produce a lot of inconsistency with our paperwork based upon your licensee, and I think this is going to continue. Another key trend I think we've been picking up is this less is more. We're building towards models, thanks to technology drive primarily. You could say compliance, but mainly technology, where we have to do less for, so we're working with less clients and doing more for them. And so this 80-20 rule, and really understanding what that trend and how that affect our businesses. I think a key last trend to point out is this. It's cost leadership doesn't mean value leadership. The majors are coming back into the advice space now. There's on top of the reforms that have been going through, not only from already planned, we've seen Financial Services Council, we're seeing the accounting bodies coming out trying to push for this affordable advice. Our line is certainly advisors is cost leadership is a very different thing to value leadership. When people are facing life choices, making that as cheap as possible as compared to product choices, I get it. For product choices, let's make it as cheap as possible, just like going to Bunnings. But when we're helping people with life choices, getting the cheapest possible, it's probably a bit like getting a cheaper haircut. Okay, so what I want to talk about now is what are those breakthroughs that we're all considering in our own businesses for next year?
I guess, pricing's still a bit of an issue for me. So again, obviously sort of trying to work up reasonable fees for various clients and focusing, I guess, on the complexities. And as you say, some of those things that that aren't just product or yep. advice.
Yeah.
And for the group, I think, certainly starting to introduce some of the certainty advice to the rest of the team members.
So I guess a measurement then, if I nut that down without putting words in your mouth, is that if you're getting a higher fee recognition from some of your clients based upon what you've both agreed is the complexities they face, that would be a breakthrough for you in 2022. And absolutely, then you spread that across to some of the other team members.
So for me personally, I believe confidence is like, you know, the main one. Just getting to know everything and having my confidence, like speaking to clients, running appointments and stuff. So that's the big one for me, I guess.
Yeah, because I think coming into the small business environment with Joel, getting that level of confidence up, and it could be nice to put some measures around that in some way, shape or form. I think that's probably another one we could all pick up, getting more confident with our approach.
Yeah, I clicked on pricing, clients and team. So yeah, bring NAS on. So new dynamic, new breakthrough there, which we're excited about. And yeah, clients, continuing to get the right clients on and have the conversations where it's not going to be the right fit to create capacity. And then pricing as well, to keep on pushing and working with pricing, which creates the growth, but also the freedom, I guess, to be able to have that work-life balance or life-life balance in terms of pricing does open that up for myself as well.
And our focus is obviously bringing on NAS and getting you both up as productive as possible whilst lifting the efficiency of the firm. Not both of you working extra hours. That's really core to how you operate, I think, moving forward.
Yeah, for our firm, so we're confident around landing breakthrough clients now.
Yeah.
What we will be working on over the next 12 months in particular is a real audit on anyone new that comes into the firm. And what I mean by that, I mean, we all sort of banter around, you know, the ideal client. The ideal client for us, though, is absolutely about being pleasurable to work with. Is comfortable for us to be working within our normal working hours. And then also really fits our culture fit with regards to who we want to work with moving forward. We've worked really hard on that around our niches and then also our value add, but we're at a point now where we can be reasonably picky as to who we let in. But in addition to that, though, probably firming up some more alliances outside of us that where our client, where those clients that get referred to us that are not our ideal client, that, you know, we'll on refer those clients to someone else so they actually get looked after. We just might not be the right home for them.
Yeah. Moving forward. And have you got a plan around that particular strategy, or is it still up in the air?
Yeah, we do. We've been working with a specific firm already about that. And I can see more and more of that occurring.
We have priced a fair few potential prospects quite heavily on personality, because if we are going to have to deal with them, and they're a real challenge and that's a real complexity, then we appropriately need that, I guess, that remuneration to come through at an appropriate level. And that's pushed some away, and it's made to have some kind of real testing conversation to say, where's the value in this? And we can already see the writing on the wall with their personality and their approach. And are they going to take advice?
I think one of the things you mentioned, Jim, is what's in the team's best interest. And that's our view moving forward. Like, we want to make sure that our decisions are in the team's best interest.
Yeah.
Because we're going to look after our people as well.
Yeah. Look, if it's all the players on the paddock, and no matter whether you're the most experienced or you just walked on the paddock, if there's not totally functionality about team's best interest, then you're going to get a lopsided effect of managing that client. And that you'll start teaching the client they can deal with certain members at their discretion, and that turns the whole emphasis away from them being a client to you being the advisor.
Oh, well, I'm looking to be more strategic with the alignment of the business partners that I'm looking to engage with. And really, as Craig and James have said, bring clients to us that we can work with and want advice, not just a product solution. So I think that's the key moving forward. I think I need to set some goals for next year around not only clients, but also revenue, but also spending some time doing what I want to do too. So I think that would be the scoreboard that I'd be looking at. Because the other one I ticked was health too, because it's been an interesting year. I need to spend more time on myself too.
Yeah, look, I think that's a real key takeaway for all of us. You know, if we're not confident, if we're not healthy, if we're not, you know, ready for the opportunities in front of us, you know, they could kill us. Because we've got quite a good diversity in terms of structures, in terms of fees, in terms of clients, in terms of outsourcing business, in terms of alliances. lots of different structures. The biggest message we keep giving when we do our business planning is probably the best breakthrough you can learn is the word no. No, we're not going to see clients on a Wednesday anymore. No, we're not going to work back beyond a certain hour every morning. No, we're not going to do weekend work. No, I'm not going to work Fridays anymore. It's quite often because you start a business saying, yes, I'll do that. Yes, I can do that. Yes, I'll get it back to you. Yes, I'll see what I can do. But once we've all established, if we don't learn this word, you might be bypassing the biggest breakthrough. No, what am I no longer going to do? And so this whole keep, stop, start thinking, what are you going to stop doing? Not just add more things on with new systems, new people, new processes, new licenses, new clients, new bases, new, what are we going to stop doing? What's this no word? And whilst that might be a bit over the top, I'd almost suggest though that in your 2022 planning is with your team members, what are we no longer going to do? And could be quite succinct about that. And it might be minimum fees, it might be partners we don't work with, it might be compliance we no longer have to put up with, but it has to be something concrete. And it's like a paradigm shift, it's uncomfortable to say no. And so you're probably picking the right no when you know, I feel a bit uncomfortable saying that.
There you go, breakthroughs. Let me just go over the concepts again of the importance of planning for breakthroughs in each of our businesses and what we're doing in 2022. So breakthroughs are fundamental to our growth, basically. And so we're all trying in our businesses and our lives to maximize returns over time. That's what we're trying to achieve. And as we go towards what I call this question mark in the box, which is, why are you working so hard? Why are you putting up with all this pain, effort and energy to build something? We go through these phases of growth. Initially, it's an activity phase where, yes, most firms actually don't even make it to second or third anniversary for reasons of 80%, I think is the number. But those that do and get onto this planning stage hit what we call a wobble. And wobble is an administration wobble. It is caused by activity, but won't be solved by more activity. And so the concept of breakthrough is we have to go through this period, I call it a dip, before we start growing again to onwards and upwards. Increasing returns, whatever that might be for you. We hit another wobble. This one is the management wobble. Again, caused not by lack of admin or lack of activity, but lack of management, lack of priorities. We need another breakthrough, a change in habits, paradigms, thinking, procedures, approaches for us to grow again to another stage where we hit another wobble called the branding wobble. And as you can see that each stage of business growth is picked up and stopped by problems of success as we head towards this why. So at each of these different stages, we have to come back and ask, why are we doing it? And why are we doing it? And why are we doing it? It still makes sense. But now, how do we do it requires a breakthrough, a change in how we address our clients, our systems, our approach, how we run our teams, how we file our clients, how we price our clients, all different sorts of breakthroughs at different phases of our growth each time we come up with another set of wobbles. They're fundamental. Just continuing on an activity phase or an admin phase or management phase or branding phase won't get us through our next big challenge of growth as they keep occurring. So that's why breakthroughs are absolutely fundamental. And so I think 2022 provides some great opportunities for financial advisory firms, but it also will present to us a number of breakthroughs that need to be put into place to change some of our paradigms and thinking about how we grow, serve our clients and serve ourselves. 2021's been a great year in terms of education, learning and challenges. 2022 is going to be even better, and I look forward to supporting you there into 2022 and beyond. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Certainty Roundtable podcast with Jim Stackpole. To access the material from today's show or to join in the conversation, head to www.certaintyadvicegroup.com. We'd love to hear your feedback, questions and opinions. Working together, we hope to achieve a lot more for more Australians. CertaintyAdviceGroup.com